You got to live by your values. God gave us 10 commandments that we must keep. And if you keep those commandments, life would be amazing. But the only way you can keep those commandments, you got to overcome anger. You got to overcome the nature of your father, the devil, Satan. He got to stop being your daddy. Otherwise, you can't keep the commandments. And if you don't keep the commandments, then life won't work. You can name and claim Jesus if you want, but it's not going to work. It's like the walking dead. Yes, you'll be miserable if you don't. It's so amazing. And it's so easy and simple to overcome. But you've been taught wrong. I thought Toby, my guest in the first hour, made at least one interesting point, and that is since when he was a little kid, his folks taught him about Jesus, and that was too early for him. It was the wrong time. So when he turned 21, he had to try to find him for himself. And hopefully he will find him. I got some information coming up about the reopening of the government, but I need to take some calls. It's so amazing that the president did that. And believe me, this fight is not over until the fat lady sings. And the fat lady did not sing yet. Amazing. Let me go to Thomas. And I like that name, Thomas, out of New York. Hey, Thomas.
Amazing.
Amazing. Next time I get, when I get married and have a baby, I'm going to name the baby Thomas.
Wow, that really is amazing. But, yeah. Well, Jesse, I actually called about a few months ago, and I don't think I was really that prepared. I didn't really expect for my call to be taken, and so I was a little bit all over the place.
Okay.
I was a little nervous.
All right, I understand that, but don't be nervous anymore.
Okay. Yeah, well, I wanted to give you a little bit of an update. Since then, I moved out of my dad's house. Well, my mom and dad's.
Right on. You have your own place?
Yeah, I got my own place. I'm paying rent. It's, you know, it's a little expensive, but it's not like I got that much else I got to pay for. You know what I mean?
Yes, and you can always get a second job.
Yep, that's true.
Yep.
That's one of the things I also wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
The job I have currently. It's a good job. Basically what I'm doing is I'm working with, the developmentally disabled folks. I've been kind of, what I was going to be, before I was going to college to become a teacher, and I figured out that wasn't really what I wanted to do. And somebody kind of told me that was a job for women, which I can kind of agree with, but I'm also starting to wonder if this job is also not really a job for me.
A teaching job is not a job for women. A teaching job is a job for men because men are supposed to lead. And I remember when I was growing up, we had more male teachers than we had female teachers.
Wow.
And it was much better in school. Law and order was kept. Respect for the adult teachers was there.
That's amazing. Because nowadays,
when men stopped being teachers and the women took over, all hell broke loose. No more law and order, no more respect. All kind of everything is happening because the authority is not there.
Yeah,
so
we
need more men teachers, male teachers.
Wow. Yeah, because people think today it's such a lot of women are teachers, and you don't even think, you're right that it used to be men used to be teachers.
Right, but men are allowing women to just take over now, which is a horrible mistake.
Yeah, that's really amazing.
Amazing!
Amazing!
How long you been living on your own?
Just 2 months now.
How do you like it?
I like it. I had a little bit of experience before when I was going to college. I was my own. That was the first time I'm actually really paying rent.
Your phone going dead. So do you have a question or anything, Thomas?
Yeah, there's a few things I wanted to talk about.
Because of time, you only have a chance for one or two questions. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about that caller, Toby.
Yes.
What's his name?
Toby Morrell, yeah. In the first hour today. You can podcast the show, folks. What about Toby?
One of the issues that he's having is and the Bible talks about this, is that he's sort of double-minded. He's trying to be knowledgeable. Like, he knows about Jesus and about the Bible, but he also knows a lot about the world and about how the world looks at certain things. And I think that when God changes your heart and he changes your mind and he changes the way you think about things. And so if this man really comes to Christ, then he's not going to think the same about these things.
Yeah,
like homosexuality.
God will renew his mind.
Yeah, and I don't even think you have to be a Christian to think that homosexuality is abnormal.
Right, you don't have to be a Christian. Some things are just apparent.
I mean, one of the points that I'd make is that even if you think about, like, say, an evolutionist, somebody who believes in all that evolution or whatever, it's common sense. How can homosexuality be normal? If humans are going to reproduce, if it was normal to be a homosexual, then there would be no more humans. You know what I mean?
That's right. Thomas, thank you, buddy. I got to run. But he's right. Some things are just apparent. Let me go to T. T in China. No. T out of Alabama. Hey, T, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
How you doing, T?
Doing fine, man. Doing fine.
Good.
First of all, your question when you was asking the guy about normalcy.
Right.
Okay, as far as homosexuality, okay?
Or anything.
It is normal, Jeff.
What's normal?
Is it natural? No.
What's normal?
Forrest, you asked him about homosexuality. Yeah, it's a normal thing.
What's normal about homosexuality?
Because, like he was saying, it's happening. It's constant.
Just because something happened or is happening doesn't make it normal.
This is what you're not understanding. Just there's normal, and then there's, is it natural? Is it what God meant to be? And I think that's what you were trying to ask.
No, I asked, is it normal? I asked what I wanted to ask.
Okay.
Do you think homosexuality is normal, T?
Yeah, I think it's normal because it's what's going on right now.
Are you the same guy that said that a white man ran after a white man shot a black girl and come to find out it was they arrested black guys for doing that? Are you the same man? Are you the same T from Alabama who called me up and said, Jesse, why don't you mention about that white man that was accused of shooting a black girl?
Accused a black girl down in Houston.
And then we find out it wasn't a white man. It was a black man who accused him of doing it and captured.
Okay. And
I haven't heard back from you since then.
Yes, you have, Jesse.
No, I haven't. I haven't heard from you since then.
Jesse, I've been trying to get in, brother.
I don't know what you've been trying to do. What do you got to say about that situation, T? What do you got to say about that?
I was wrong.
Thank you.
I went by what the person that said, who got shot, by what they said the person was.
Why you people are so quick to jump on it if you think a white person did it?
Jesse, it's not the point. The point is that person who got shot.
That is the point. That was the point you were making. So you said why don't you deal with that situation in Texas where the white man shot the black girl? It was about white people.
Why don't you say anything about white folks that accuse black folks of doing stuff and then turn out that wasn't the truth?
No, that's not the issue.
It's never the issue when it comes down to that.
When the last time you heard of a white man doing something to a black person, and a black person been accused of it?
Jesse.
I don't know. Maybe it does. But you haven't heard of it, and I haven't. You haven't heard of that situation.
Jesse.
You have egg on you, in your face.
Yes. A woman.
Egg in the face.
Hey, a white woman accused who killed her own children, Jesse, that drove them over in the river. this is years back. They drove over in the river.
Uh-huh.
Claims it was a black man that did, you know, that and, killed their children.
And what does that have you out? People to do with you people being happy, okay, thinking that a white man had killed some black girl in in Houston?
Why are you even jumping on this conversation, man?
Because this is the first time I talked to you since you called my show. Jesse, okay, why don't you deal with that white man that killed that black girl in Houston?
Yeah.
And where the stupid grandmother out there, the black grandmother crying, oh, I'm so scared. Everybody acting so scared. Even that stupid actress, so-called actress, what's her name? Gabrielle.
What they got to do with
that? Remember that stupid actress, Gabrielle, what's her last name?
Union.
Remember that stupid actor Gabrielle Union got all involved. We ain't heard from her since.
Yeah, but just like
did you apologize to white people for falsely accusing them?
Did I apologize?
Uh huh.
No, well, I had to apologize. Yes.
Because
I
you
wasn't
were so
one that accused them.
You were so happy it was a white man.
Was I happy?
Uh huh.
Yes, imagine, man. Do you take like some mental evaluation?
You were so happy when you thought it was a white man.
I mean, you, Jesse, you sit on this radio and call yourself a preacher or a pastor.
Show them a picture of that little black girl.
Man, you know where near.
And then the white man that they thought was a white
Christian man.